Good morning, all. We dedicate our learning in memory of Hashem should have an aliyah. So there's an interesting area of halacha known as pas akum, that there is a prohibition to eat bread that was baked by non-Jewish people, and this is an interesting area of halacha because people think this is a custom and not necessarily a halacha, but it is a halacha. However, we have to understand the parameters of what the halacha is relevant for us nowadays. So again, general prohibition, Chazal tell us that we should not eat bread that was baked by a non-Jewish person. The caveat to this is that there are many leniencies that are afforded to us, in certainly in towns, that it is not really possible to get bread that was baked by a Jewish person. But Hashem, here we have the option of buying bread that was baked by a Jewish person, and so therefore there is no concern. What does it mean to have bread that was baked by a Jewish person? So it means as long as you have a Jewish person somewhat involved in the process, which means Chazal referred to this idea of even if they threw one wood chip into the flame to make it burn, which is, you know, sort of the modern day equivalent of turning on the knob of the stove, whatever it is. So a little involvement means that it's baked by a Jewish person and therefore it's okay. But otherwise, you are not really allowed to have bread that was baked by a non-Jewish person. There are other caveats that are offered, and that is number one. Let's say the bread is more inferior from the Jewish baker than it is from the non-Jewish baker. So some are even more lenient. They say you can go to the non-Jewish baker. Everyone, however, agrees that if you want to purchase bread that was baked by a non-Jewish person from their home, that would seemingly be very problematic. And the question really becomes nowadays for most of us, what about bread that was baked in a store, or not in a store, but they sell it in a store, in a supermarket, and it's sold all over the country? And what is the how do you measure this type of bread, in comparison to other locally baked breads? And so the answer is, at the end of the day, most poskim are very lenient when it comes to bread that you buy from a store, because most people assume that's not, even if it was actually baked by a non-Jewish person, most people assume that we're so disconnected from the non-Jewish person who baked it, and so therefore it's totally irrelevant for us nowadays. There is an additional halacha that if the bread was baked by a non-Jewish person, but it's not made from the five grains, it's made from something else, like one of those Pesach thicker rolls that they have made of potato starch or whatever. So that's totally okay. Why? Several reasons, but the number one is that it's not ola al shulcha malachim. No one in their right mind would ever eat that in the house of a king or something like that. And so therefore, nowadays, if a person happens to have bread that was baked by a non-Jewish person and it was made of potato starch or whatever, that's totally permissible. And of course, at the end of the day, this is all considering that the bread is being baked with all kosher ingredients. If there are unkosher ingredients involved, or if you spray the pan with like animal fat or something like that, then it becomes much more problematic. But as a general rule, bread is not baked like that. It's baked with pretty simple ingredients that are all kosher. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanan.